So now we'll get on with the news. An award is shining a spotlight on the impact of dedicated support for older people. A former engineer and UEA graduate is nominated for a national TV award. And a Norwich-based commercial glazing company announces a partnership with the Norfolk Wildlife Trust.
An award win is shining a spotlight on the impact of dedicated support for older people. Age UK Norwich was named one of just 10 winners across the UK in the 2026 GSK Impact Awards, which celebrates outstanding small and medium-sized charities improving health and well-being in their communities. Dan Skipper, Chief Executive of Age UK Norwich, said, "We're incredibly proud to stand with the other 10 winners of the 2026 GSK Impact Awards. Being recognised alongside other outstanding charities from across the UK is a huge achievement, highlighting the importance of the people we serve. The charity was recognised for its work across Greater Norwich and surrounding areas, including its health coaching and falls prevention programmes. These services combine personalised support and wellbeing advice with gate-smart technology to help older people stay confident, mobile and independent. The awards, organised by GSK in partnership with the King's Fund, aim to highlight the vital role of the voluntary, community and social enterprise sector in transforming health and wellbeing. For more information, visit ageuknorwich.org.uk.
A Norfolk graduate has been nominated for a National Student Television Award. Ritula Nisha, who completed an MA in Broadcast and Digital Journalism at the UEA last summer, is in the running for the Royal Television Society, the RTS Student Television Awards. Featuring in the postgraduate journalism category, her documentary Ghosts in the Machine, The Invisible Eyes of Cybercrime, explores the hidden world of online crime. Ms. Nisha said, "When I first decided to throw my hat into the journalism ring, sitting in a remote corner in India, I never thought my career would get such a great start." Originally from Bangalore, Ms. Nisha previously worked as a production development engineer before moving into journalism. She now works as a project editor in tech, AI and cyber at BizClick in London. Julian Sturdy, broadcast journalism lecturer at UEA, said, "Ritula's success is amazing so soon after switching her career from engineering to journalism. It was a complex film to shoot and edit. We're very pleased that her talent has been picked up by BizClick and she is already working in the industry."
A supermodel has said it's beautifully strange to know a rose has been named in her honour. The Kate Moss Rose, developed by Norfolk-based Peter Beals Roses, is debuting at the Chelsea Flower Show. It's also been entered into this year's Plant of the Year competition at the event. Peter Beals Roses, which holds the record for the most gold medals at the Chelsea Flower Show with 30 wins, describes the Kate Moss Rose as a study in modern elegance. The nursery in Attleborough said it reflects her signature style, calling it tonal, layered and quietly captivating, never ostentatious. The rose features soft cream petals brushed with blush pink, maturing into warmer, buttery tones. It's also designed for modern outdoor spaces and contemporary gardens. Elsewhere at the Chelsea Flower Show, the One Show hosts, Alex Jones and Roman Kemp, unveiled another Peter Beals creation. The One Show 20th Rose was bred over 10 years to mark 20 years of the BBC programme. This rose represents not only the very best of British rose breeding, but also a meaningful partnership supporting the wonderful work of BBC Children in Need.
A Norwich-based commercial glazing company has announced a new partnership with the Norfolk Wildlife Trust as the charity celebrates its 100th anniversary. Evander, based at Broadland Business Park, has been delivering glazing solutions across the commercial property, social housing and insurance sectors for more than 50 years. The firm has now partnered with the Norfolk Wildlife Trust to support its conservation work across the county and inspire future generations to develop a deeper connection with nature. As part of the collaboration, Evander is supporting the Trust's centenary appeal, launched to mark the charity's landmark 100th anniversary this year. The appeal will help secure the future of wildlife and wild spaces across Norfolk, ensuring it continues to thrive for years to come.
A best-selling author has invested in the University of East Anglia's acclaimed writing course. Lee Child, creator of the Jack Reacher series, has funded a new professorship in crime writing at the Norwich-based university, along with an administrative role for the programme. The investment will help UEA, home to the MA in crime writing, expand industry partnerships and develop new opportunities for students. Lee Child said, "For a long time, I've watched and admired UEA's expertise in creative writing and, in particular, its postgraduate crime writing unit, which displays both rigorous process and spectacular results. UEA is Britain's writers' university, like Iowa State is in the US, and I'm delighted to support it in whichever way I can." The new Lee Child Professor of Crime Writing post comes with funding for an engagement-focused administrator, supporting teaching, innovation and outreach activity. UEA will use the funding to expand collaborations with writers, publishers, agents and festivals, while promoting greater use of its crime writing archives in research and public events. Henry Sutton, UEA's Professor of Creative Writing and Crime Fiction, said, "This sponsored professorship is a major development in the teaching of crime writing at UEA and further attests to the genre's significance. UEA's distance learning MA in crime writing was created to professionalise the genre and give it a firm place in academia. Every graduate leaves the programme with a full manuscript ready for submission to agents or publishers, backed by industry insight and critical feedback."